This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jeremy Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I am your host, Jeremy Wolf, and I must say, it is Friday. I am feeling pretty wonderful today. I am very grateful and happy to be here, and I've had many folks on the show. This is actually the 239th interview, and I've not yet had an architect on the show. I've done realtors, builders, decorators, all sorts of different industries, and this will be the first architect. So I'm happy to be sitting here with Alejandro Echevarri, and Alejandro joins us from Styles Architecture. Alejandro, thanks for joining us, brother.
Thank you for having me, Jeremy. Equally as pumped to be your first architect, so thank
you. Yes, yeah, of course, brother. It's truly our pleasure. This is what we do, and thanks, as always, to our listeners for tuning in to learn more about our great community and the businesses that serve us. So without further ado, Alejandro, everybody knows what an architect does, but tell us about what you do specifically with Styles Architecture.
Thank you, Jeremy. So sure. Styles Architecture is a little unique for those people that might not know the Styles name. We're a 75-year-old company, over 75 years old. We do developments, or we're a one-stop shop development company that also happens to do construction, architecture, property management, and half a dozen other things, including project management. So we're a pretty diverse company. And like I said, unlike some other architecture companies that only provide architecture, design, and engineering, we have a suite of other products that we can offer our clients. And that's what makes us unique.
Very interesting. So is Styles a company that operates locally to South Florida or all of Florida or all of the country? Where do you guys operate?
Good question. So our hub is South Florida. So we're okay. Very active in the Tri-County area, but we have offices all throughout the state. And we also operate out of North Carolina and Tennessee. So we have a couple development projects currently going on in Nashville and in North Carolina, like I said. But the bulk, meat and potatoes, bulk of our projects are in South Florida, specifically Fort Lauderdale and in the surrounding areas. So Broward County is our main area of operation.
Nice. Are there any, you mentioned off the top, developments, you're big into developments. Are there any local developments that are under construction now that you'd like people to know about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a new headquarter building on 6 acres. It's actually Davie, so right next to Cooper City. But it's a 60,000 square foot headquarter building for Best Roofing, which we are currently in permitting, in the permitting phase. So we'll see that start coming up hopefully sometime this year and be complete by the end of next year. And then we're also doing some medical, some healthcare. We have a nice project up in Riviera Beach that's a clinic for underserved communities. And they offer low-cost healthcare. Very proud of that project as well. If you follow me on LinkedIn, you'll be able to see some images of that, some renderings, some really cool renderings of what that's going to look like. And then, of course, just multiple projects throughout Pembroke Pines. So the Lexus of Pembroke Pines, we're currently remodeling, just to name a few.
So it's from what I'm hearing, it's all commercial. Do you do any residential?
We don't design any residential, but we do develop residential. So the Ellsworth Implantation, that was a really cool project that we actually developed and constructed about a year ago. Won Project of the Year from NAIOP, and we're really proud of that. And we do a good amount.
Sorry, what's NAIOP for the layman?
National Association of... I always forget this acronym, but it's development.
National Association, no, NAIOP, N-A-O-P?
N-A-I-O-P.
N-A-I-O-P, all right. National Association of...
acronyms.
I don't know. Yeah, all right. Well, fair enough. So talk a little bit about your journey. How did you connect or end up with Styles? What's your role there? What did you do before? Tell us a little bit about Alejandro Echevarri's journey.
So I'm currently acting in the capacity of president for the architectural group. I came on board as vice president, been president for about a couple years now. And it's been a great journey. Actually came from a company named Atkins, previously PBS&J in Miami, where I was vice president there as well. And my journey started actually when I came over from Colombia, where I'm originally from. We landed in Indiana, if you can believe it. Very cold.
Colombia to Indiana. What part of Colombia did you grow up in? Or are you from?
Medellin, the valley.
What is it? I'm sorry?
Medellin.
Medellin. Okay. My brother-in-law is from, I believe, Bogota. I've been down myself, I think, two times to Bogota. Yeah, we went on a jungle retreat. We went deep into the jungles and did an ayahuasca ceremony in Colombia. It was very, very interesting.
Sounds amazing. You gotta check out Medellin though, if you have that.
I've been there once. I think he's from Bogota, but I think he got married in Medellin. I can't remember. It's going back 10, 15 years, but what a beautiful country. And my wife is from Peru, actually.
Oh, well. Excellent. So, well, I will say if you haven't been in 10 years, you should go back.
It's on the radar, as they say. I definitely got to get back down there. So you moved from Colombia to Indiana, of all places. What part of Indiana?
Columbia, Indiana, Indianapolis, the Castleton area.
Nice.
And we were there for about 10 years until the cold drove us out.
So much better down here, man. Nothing against the folks up north, but man, we have it really nice down here.
Beautiful city, you know, very nice. Still a Pacers fan, but just couldn't deal with the cold. So
we won't hold that against you, okay?
Right. I know. I'll root for the Heat unless they're playing Indiana. So all right. Anyway, so I came down to South Florida, studied at FIU. Got my master's of architecture, and then went back for my master's of construction management. And that was back in 2004 when I got my first degree, and have been working as an architect ever since, and just had different positions throughout three or four different companies in South Florida until landing here at Styles.
Nice. Good stuff, brother. So looking back across your journey, is there something that comes to mind? I don't know, maybe a defining moment, right? Or some life hardship or challenge, something that you faced along the way that you'd like to share with our audience.
Sure. There's been a few come to mind. Obviously 2008 was a challenging time for all of us, especially us in the construction and design industry, because I always say that we're the first to feel the effects of an economic downturn and the
first line of defense.
First line of defense. Yeah, we're the canary in the coal mine. So when we're not designing things, there's less construction, obviously, and things sort of take a while to recover. And we're the last industry, I think, to recover. So 2008 was certainly a challenge. And then the pandemic, right? A few years ago, I was already at Styles, and we were delivering the Main, which is the newest Class A office building on Las Olas in downtown Fort Lauderdale. And you can remember what happened during the pandemic. People just weren't coming into the office. So we were delivering these 100,000 square foot of office space, and we didn't know if people would be coming back.
Never go back. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to pivot a little bit and get creative. But I am happy to say that last year we celebrated 100% occupancy in the building. So through design strategies, and the building's LEED certified. You know, downtown Fort Lauderdale is amazing. It's gone under such a dramatic change in the last 15 to 20 years that you just wouldn't recognize it if you haven't seen it since. But you know, everyone's back to the office. The building's full, and that was something that we're very proud to say that we didn't just survive through, but we're definitely thriving. I wouldn't say as a result of, but despite of what happened there during that pandemic.
Yeah, best things are yet to come. All these difficult times, 2008, the pandemic, all these life-altering experiences always have a way of making everybody stronger in the long run. Always have a way of making us more resilient against future issues, which are bound to happen, but we meet them with grace and perseverance, and we get through to the other side. So, Alejandro, when you're not out there designing projects to help underprivileged folks with these hospitals and these beautiful commercial properties, what do you like to do for fun in your spare time?
Me personally, when I have spare time, which it seems like we barely get much spare time these days. I like to stay active. I like to work out, enjoy playing basketball, racquetball. Yeah. Shoot some hoops. Soccer. We had a soccer tournament recently here in Pembroke Pines, at Soccer Town there. It was an architectural tournament, so not quite as competitive as your typical tournament, but a whole lot of fun. Yeah.
Not a lot of star soccer players in the architectural world.
I can't say that there are. I mean, I can't speak for my company, but maybe some other companies. But yeah, we're architects. We're not athletes. But yeah, you know, I like to stay active. I like the outdoors. I like kayaking. Just being outside, I would say, is what I like to do.
You got kids?
I have two beautiful daughters, 12 and 10, Juliana and Alexa.
Brother, yeah. I got 10 and 12, 10-year-old boy, 12-year-old daughter.
Oh,
how interesting has it been now with your daughter getting into middle school and going into the teenage years? Oh, it's been a wild journey for me, brother. I don't know about you.
It's been a roller coaster of emotions, let me tell you.
Oh, my daughter has so many wonderful qualities of persistence and determination, but it's all tied into her stubbornness and not wanting to listen to me. It's so funny when I was young, or I tell her all these things to try to impart wisdom upon her, and just goes one in one ear out the other. And I was talking to my mother the other day, and I told her, Mom, when I was young, why didn't you ever tell me about all this wisdom and these things that I know now? And she goes, Jeremy, I used to tell you that all the time. You never listened to me. I was like, okay. Kind of put things into perspective. So
yeah, no, you're 100% right. 12 years old, sixth grade. That's not how I remember sixth grade. You know, the things that they deal with and talk about, it blows my mind sometimes now, you know, but it's fun. I love being a dad of two girls. You know, yesterday was bring your kids to work day. So they were here with me in the office, and they had a blast. We did a little presentation on architecture, and they like being in the office for some reason. So maybe they'll be architects. Who knows?
Got to bring them onto the payroll early. Let's go.
Yeah. Get them to make them start producing, pull their own weight. Right?
Absolutely. So before we wrap this up, brother, what would be, I don't know, the one thing that you'd like to share with our listeners about Styles Architecture?
Well, I think there's a misconception that, you know, design and architecture is expensive, and a lot of people forego the whole design process. They'll just hire a contractor. But I think it's actually not. It's not quite as expensive as everyone thinks. And it's pretty important because it can really shape the success of a project. And you can do so much through design. So if you've ever thought about, you know, building, developing, anything from a ground up to an interior renovation, reach out to an architect, reach out to Styles. We also, like I said, build. So in any projects in construction that you guys might have on the horizon, let us know. We're very competitive, and we really take what we do seriously. We love building into our community and giving back. We're very active in the local community and the local charities. So it's a big thing for us. This is where we live. This is where we play and work. And we want to make things better. We want to leave the world better off than what we found it.
Love it. Love it. So safe to say that if a homeowner is out here listening, or somebody that's looking to build a residential property and they need to get an architect involved, you handle that as well. Yes.
I can certainly make a few referrals. So being an architect,
not Styles, but
years. Yeah, Styles wouldn't necessarily build.
You do more larger scale projects.
Correct. More commercial and multifamily, things like that. But certainly anyone, like I said, I've been an architect for over 20 years. So if you're looking to add on to your house or renovate, I could certainly point you in the right direction.
All right. Good to know. For everybody out there listening that would like to learn more, I'd like to do a little bit more research on Styles or connect with you, what's the best way to do that?
So styles.com, or look me up on social. So LinkedIn, definitely an easy way to reach me there. Or just give us a call, 954-627-9109, or on the web. That's the easiest way to get a hold of us.
All right.
STILES. Sorry. Not Y. It's a common mistake there on the spelling. STILES.
Well, we will link in the description to all of your contact information. Alejandro, thanks for joining us today. It was a pleasure getting the opportunity to talk with you and learn a little bit about what you do.
Thank you, Jeremy. It was a pleasure to be on with you, and hope to hear more about Good Neighbor Podcast. Very happy to be here.
Oh, yeah. We are on the train to glory, my brother. Have a wonderful day, a great weekend, and wish you all the best with everything that you do. And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you all next time on the next episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Everyone have a wonderful day. Take care and be blessed. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Cooper City. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to GNPCooperCity.com. That's GNPCooperCity.com, or call 954-231-3170.